And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. This is the Grillin' Guys. We were talking about cleaning your grill. Bob, you want to talk about charcoal grills?
I think we should finish it. All right. Because the other stuff that's in here, we can do another time. But I think a charcoal grill, if you didn't clean it in the fall or if you used it all winter, now is a great time to do a thorough cleaning because you get a lot of ash holding up in the bottom. Even if you have an ash pan, it's amazing how much stuff, like, again, my Cajun has a nice big heavy ash pan, but there's always ash that falls to the side. And it, because of the grease and whatever, it's sort of a V-shaped bottom, which is why it's so efficient. But the grease tends to hit those spots, and then the ash sticks to it. So you get a really thick layer of gunk.
Yeah.
And there's your putty knife or spatula time, and you're going to want to make sure you, again, just really give it a thorough cleaning.
Well, and generally, charcoal grills aren't stainless like a gas grill is.
Right.
So that stuff is caustic. And what it'll do is it'll start eating away.
It has sulfuric acid in it.
Right. It'll start eating away at the metal if you don't keep it clean. Now, it isn't something you need to do every time, but once a month with a charcoal grill, and I get in there and it jacks up your shop vac. So if you've got one that's older or new or whatever, then use the oldest one. But I get in there with the shop vac going, and I just scrape that putty knife and suck that stuff up into the to the shop vac because that way I don't get it all over everything when I'm cleaning it.
Right.
But still, wear your gloves, wear a shirt you don't really care
about.
It's
a mess.
Because it's going to be a mess when you get
in there. It's a mess. And whatever you do, like if you notice, if you have a black grill, like if it's a Weber kettle, it's going to be porcelain, so it won't be a problem. But some grills, like the old Phoenix and the Holland grill and whatever, it would have paint on the inside of the hood. That paint's going to want to peel off. Scrape it off.
Right.
Don't put any more paint on it because the first few cooks you get, you're going to get a layer of grease and whatnot that'll protect it and just leave it be. What you'll also notice, if it's old enough and it's not a kettle, because the kettles will last virtually forever, is that bottom might be getting soft.
Right.
If it is, put that thing by the side of the road. Let somebody else burn their deck. Because if that bottom gives out and you're on a wooden deck without proper fire protection on the floor, which none of us have.
Right.
If that ash falls out of there, it's burning at 1,200 degrees if it's lump charcoal. And it will go right through your synthetic deck or it'll ignite your wooden deck.
Right.
And ask your local fire chief how many house fires he's had because somebody was grilling.
Right.
I know a guy that even burnt his siding.
That can't happen.
Same guy almost burned his garage down.
Right. So
and he's a pro.
Right. So let me
tell you. Do you still have that grill, by the way?
What I do.
What was it? What brand was that gas grill?
What? Oh, it's a. I still got it.
Royal King?
Broil King.
Okay.
Broil King.
Broil King,
yeah.
Broil King has little flavor briquettes in it.
Uh-huh.
So when you're cleaning one of those.
Lava briquettes.
They're ceramic.
Yep.
And you can flip those over.
Right.
And then it'll burn off the stuff. You don't have to try and clean them. They'll disintegrate. So just flip those over and burn it after you put it back together.
Exactly.
And that's all you got to do.
Oh, there's one more thing that we haven't talked about, and this is of paramount importance.
I am
not joking. Get a new grill brush every year. Spend the $9, $12, $15. Throw the one you went working on all year. Throw it away. Those little wires will break off there, and they stick to your grates, or they'll get in your food, and you do not want one of those down your gullet.
Better yet, don't even use those.
Right.
Get the type that look like a scrubber pad, or the company we had out here from New Mexico that uses crushed glass to make those wafers.
Right.
Get one of those.
Right.
I still use mine all the time.
I burned through those too quickly. I mean, I was cleaning it. I have to do that new pad like every second time I brushed.
No.
So
No, you're pushing too hard.
One I like is the wooden paddle. It looks like a miniature canoe paddle. It's about a foot and a half long with a wide flat blade on the end. And you just scrub that on there, and eventually it'll get little ridges in it, and it'll go right down your grates, and it cleans it off perfect. And
what I did was I tooled a butter knife for the width of my grates. I put it on the grinder and ground it down, and I just pull that thing through there, and it scrapes the sides beautifully. And there's a satisfaction to having a clean grill.
Oh, yeah.
And on the Tech in particular, I have to use that quite often because that's kind of my go-to piece on gas.
Right. Tech has a tall, thin, like a half inch high and a 16th wide. It's a bar that is the grate. And they're nice because they're aluminum. They heat up nice,
stainless.
But they clean easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. And then my Cajun has porcelainized round, like quarter inch at least, steel. And that cleans up beautifully. I just put one of those stone pads on there, and I've got one sized for that and one sized for the Tech, and I just run that over a couple times, and the junk just falls off.
Right.
It's really easy.
If you're in a pinch, you can wad up a ball of tinfoil.
That's right.
And rub that back and forth on there. Make sure you got a big enough ball that your fingers aren't close to the grates, because you want to do that one when it's warm. It works better when the grill is still warm to rub the tinfoil on it. But as long as you got a big enough ball that your knuckles aren't rubbing on
or
a hot grate,
mitts on.
Yeah, or having mitts on it, that one works good though.
Yeah,
because you know a lot of times you had something wrapped when you came out to the grill, and then the tin foil's still laying there. Just wad it up and rub it down with that. It'll knock a lot of that stuff right off there. You know, another thing for tin foil. You know, I'm a big tin foil.
Loves his tin foil. Right, yeah. I saw you wearing a hat in your car the other day that made of tin foil.
Yeah, right. Well, I was headed back to the future.
Another UFO experience, I guess. So then smokers, oh boy, there's a 2-hour talk because if it's a pellet smoker, it's going to be a bit of a job, and I'll let you do this one.
Okay. So I have a couple pellet smokers. I enjoy using my pellet smoker. It's a set it and forget it. It's not active grilling. It's passive grilling in my mind. I don't use it to grill a steak. I do slow stuff. I'll do jalapeno poppers, ribs, whatever. So this thing has grates. You pull them out, and then there's a deflector. So the air chamber on the one I have, it's a Louisiana grill, it blows it under the food, the warm air, and then it comes up the end and has to come all the way back to get out.
So it has a deflector plate.
Right. So you got to take that deflector plate out of there. That's what catches all the gunk, is that deflector plate.
Little tip, you can line that after you clean it. You can line that with aluminum foil.
Right.
And then it cleans up next time really easy.
Exactly. So you're going to get ash in there from a pellet grill, and you're going to get all the drippings from whatever you cooked in there. And typically what the pellet grills do is they'll make all that stuff run to one end of the grill, and then there's some sort of receptacle, a bucket or a can or whatever it is, underneath there to catch the drippings. Well, somewhere between where those drippings start and where that can is a bunch of mess.
Because it cools off.
Right. Before it gets there, you get about half of it out of there, and the other half stays in
there. And that's a great point. If you don't clean that up, what happens?
Fire!
No, it backs up.
Right.
And the grease starts running out the other end.
Right. No, I'm talking about fire in the firebox. We'll cover that one in a minute.
I understand that, but I've never seen that in a pellet smoker, but what I have seen is grease coming out where it's not supposed to, and that's because I have built a dam.
Right, and then you've got grease all over your driveway, and your wife's not going to be happy with you, and you're probably not going to be either. So, but anyway, take it apart, clean it, putty knife, same thing, no chemicals, and that's the way we want you to do it. All right, coming up next, We missed a whole segment right there, but that's okay. So we'll have a bunch to talk about. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week to the Grilling Guys. We've kind of been bouncing all over. I was out last week, so we had a lot to catch up on. And
had the best show ever last week.
Right. That's because Bob did a monologue, right? If you tuned in, I'd really like you to hit me on Facebook and let me know how that really was. Because mysteriously, I didn't get a copy of the show when it was sent out. So we'll see. No idea.
Well, you can actually check your podcast because you should be downloading the show.
Right.
And check our website out.
Oh, it's there too. Yes, yes, it is.
You can sign up for podcasts. A lot of people, I mean, I haven't checked the numbers recently, but it's many hundreds, if not in the thousands of downloads. So
right.
Apparently that's a great way to listen.
Sure.
You can fast forward through the stupid stuff.
Right. The monologue.
I think we need to do a little man law.
Okay. Do it up, man.
Now you're a man!
Is involved in his family. And I just really, that really hits home as the grandkids keep coming now and I watch my kids getting older and I have, of course, a couple off serving. You really want to cherish the time you have with your family. And it's just so important because the next thing you know, they're going to be putting you in a box.
Right. And that happens.
It does.
I did that.
Always.
My vacation in Florida last week was all family. We stayed with my brother and his wife for a night, and then a cousin and her husband for four nights. And
so you were the freeloader.
I was, man. It was great. I bought a lot of drinks, so, man, thanking everybody. But at the end of the day, I went down there. My brother just moved to Florida, my first time down to see him, and damn if he's not struggling, man. He's got health issues that are slowing him down.
It's hard to watch.
He's gonna be okay. I mean, nothing is fatal, but he's got bulging discs and nerve problems and, you know, and it's like, shoot, man, he just went down there. He'd been there less than 3 months to retire mm-hmm. and enjoy your golden years. Well, suffering is all he's doing. I mean, he couldn't even ride in a car.
So the lesson, don't retire.
Right, right, exactly. Well, he's 70. He waited till he was 70, but he gets down there.
Man, I have a brother in Florida during the winter, and he has Parkinson's.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about struggle.
Well, sure, and
it's
that's
so
a disease.
Tough. Yep. So tough to watch that happen.
Yeah. So good point. Great man law.
Yeah.
Yep. But, you know, now's the time. I actually, later today, I've got a contractor coming over to look at remodeling my bathroom and a room adjacent to it. Doing some work on the back of the house out toward the pool. And but, you know, it's the time of year. If you're thinking about doing any remodeling projects in your house, word up, get with your contractors now because you might have a problem getting on somebody's schedule
might
if you wait
late.
Much longer.
Yeah, might
right?
be too
might
late.
Might even be too late.
You're gonna get your work out in October or November.
Right.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess I wanted to think about the remodeling stuff in terms of your grill area.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, I was going to put a roof over my whole back deck last year, and I didn't get it done. I just have so many jobs around the place. I have stonework to do yet, and I think by the time I'm dead, it'll all be done. But
it'll look good for the kids when they take over the house.
Yeah.
Right.
It'd be great inheritance. But I think
Maureen's new husband will like it because you killed yourself doing it, and she's going to be around. Yeah.
But I think one thing to consider is my buddy Danny Skiff. He's been on the show multiple times from Texas.
Right.
He built a really cool little area in his backyard. It's just a cement pad with four posts and then some handmade beams. And he put a pitched roof over it, steel roof.
Uh-huh.
And he does his grilling under that. And that is just a wonderful way to secure your grilling area and weatherproof it, because the rain's a coming.
Oh, yeah. Always does. And it's hard on your equipment when it stays outside.
No, it's hard on you.
Yeah, yeah, right. You are getting soft. You hunt in a motorhome now. You grill under a roof, man. Pretty soon you're going to be taking a blow-up bed to camp with you. But anyway. All right. Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys, our weekly babble back and forth. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. And if you didn't, well, then that's your prerogative.
It'll be better next week.
Right, yeah.
We promise.
Right. But be safe out there. Get out, create some grill envy in your neighborhood, and fire up a grill. We'll talk to you next week.
See you.